Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. And to kick off today's Waxy's Dargle show, we're going to head east to Cape Breton Island as we take a listen to Juno Award-winning fiddler Ashley McIsaac, joined in by Cape Breton Gaelic singer Mary Jane Lamond. And we're going to hear their arrangement of a song called To America We Go, here on 101.5.
Solitaire with a song in her heart. of darkness in the sky. There's a black crow on the wire with the devil in his eye. And there's no use trying to fight it, for there's no way you can win. It's as mighty as the ocean, it's as old as mortal sin. The banshee sings a song, a cry for every fallen soldier. Mark the cards of every man for whom the bell will toll. Her hands of fear will find you, her death is dead will blind you, her spirit.
That was Sharon Shannon, a fine Irish musician who is best known for her nimble fingers on the accordion. Sharon was born in the County Clare, and she now lives in Galway. And Sharon has just released a brand new album. It's called The Reckoning. And we heard the title track to the new album, where Shannon is joined in by UK singer John Allen on lead vocals. Before Sharon Shannon, we heard Blackmore's Night, a British-American traditional folk rock duo that was originally formed back in 1997. The duo is made up of Richie Blackmore, of Deep Purple fame on acoustic and electric guitar, joined in by multi-instrumentalist Candace Knight on lead vocals. We heard a song called Castles and Dreams that comes from a fine compilation album that Blackmore's Night released back in 2004, featuring material from Blackmore Knight's first four recordings. Started off today's show with Ashley McIsaac on fiddle and the vocals of Mary Jane Lamond with a song called To America We Go, the opening track to a best of Ashley McIsaac CD. If you're just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Cued up next, a song by Sam Kelly, who is a BBC Radio 2 Folk Award-winning musician who currently is based in Cornwall. We're going to hear a track from Sam's first full studio album. It's called The Lost Boys. That was released in 2015. And we're going to hear Sam's arrangement of a song written by Scotland's Ian Sinclair. It's called The King's Shilling. And on this track, Sam is joined in by Somerset singer Kitty McFarland. Sam Kelly with The King's Shilling here on 101.5.
That's the last of her I ever did see. I took the musket, took the pay. I took the shilling and rode away.
March on, I heard the captain say, for king and country you'll fight this day. The pipes did play as they marched along, a thousand voices all raised in song.
To the call of come now, boys, come. Shilling, it didn't seem much at all. The sabres shone in the morning sun. My whole world shook to the sound of guns. As they called out, come now, boys, come and hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and you're off to war. Take the king's shilling.
Take the king's shilling
and you're off to.
I hear tell, my tears now stain the flagstone floor. I long to hear him sing just once more. And he'd sing,
come now, boys, come and hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and you're off to war. Take the king's shilling. Take the king's shilling and you're off to war. Come now, boys, come and hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and you're off to war. Take the king's shilling.
Scattered on the deck, so the our decks, they were splattered with blood. So loudly the cannons did roar, and thousands of times I have wished myself at home, all along with my Polly on the shore. She's a tall and a slender girl, she's a dark and a rolling eye, and here am I lying bleeding on the deck, and for her sweet sake I would die. So farewell to my parents and my friends, farewell my dear Polly too. I never would have crossed this salt sea so wide if I had been ruled by you. I never would have crossed the salt sea so wide if I had have been ruled by you.
It's November again, there's a thief in the wind, stealing all the gold. He takes the last little leaps, makes the bare naked trees rattle in the cold. But on the darkest night, the world gardens dreary and dry, not a bird in the sky, flown to somewhere warm. A branch has broken the dawn, a shingle's littered the lawn, they've blown down in the storm. But on the darkest night, the world turns white.
from Ontario, the vocal harmonies of Bordiel, a music duo made up of Tanis Slimmon, Angie Nussey, and Catherine Wheatley. We heard a new single for the winter season that was written by Catherine. It's called Snow Falls Down. Before Bordiel, the trio Lau. It's made up of three of today's finest traditional musicians in the UK. The trio has been around since 2005, and it includes Chris Drever on guitar and vocals, Martin Green on piano accordion, and Aidan O'Rourke on fiddle. They've just released a new EP called Folk Songs, and from the EP we heard Lau's arrangement of the traditional song All About Polly on the Shore. Start off that set with Cornwall's Sam Kelly. Sam's arrangement of a song written by Scotland's Ian Sinclair. It's called The King's Shilling. This track comes from an album that Sam released back in 2015 called The Lost Boys. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music, so try and stay with us. Before we get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargold Facebook page at Waxies Dargold Radio. Getting back to some more music, up next we have a song by Finlay Napier and Gillian Frame. They're based in Glasgow, and they're two of the creative forces on today's Scottish folk music scene. They formerly toured and recorded with the award-winning traditional Scottish folk band Back of the Moon. They have just released a new album. It's called The Ledger, and from the new album, we're going to hear a traditional Scottish folk song all about Jamie Rayburn, a Glasgow baker who was sentenced for petty theft and then sent out to the colonies as punishment. Finlay Napier and Gillian Frame, joined in by Mike Vass, here on 101.5.
My name is Jamie Rayburn, from Glasgow tonight came. My place and habitation, I'm forced to leave with shame. From my place and habitation, I knew man gang a war. Far from the bonny hills and dales of Caledonia, it was early in the morning, just at the break of day. The turnkey came to wake us, and unto us did say, our eyes she hapless convicts, our eyes she ain't in awe. This is the day you are to stray from Caledonia. Let none of them cast up to you the race that I run. May Providence protect you when I am far away.
Far, far free are the hills and dales, Caledonia.
Farewell, my honest feather, for you're the best omen. Likewise, my dear sweetheart, it's Catherine is her name. Nay, mare, we'll walk by Clyde's clear stream or by the broom, me law.
For I mun leave the hills and dales of Caledonia.
And all that moves in a wide open space. You can take off your sneakers and give up the race. You can lay down your head by a sweet riverbed, but Sonny always remembers the words his mama said.
That was a Junior Ward cello player, Ofra Harnoy, joined in on vocals by St. John's Kelly and Evans. And we heard their arrangement of a song written by Newfoundland's the late, great Ron Hines. The song is called Sonny's Dream. And it's 5 years now since Ron passed away from cancer at the age of 64. This track comes from Ofra's new album, On the Rock, celebrating the sounds and spirit of Newfoundland, where she and her husband Mike now live. Before that, we heard Jenny Sturgeon, a young singer-songwriter from Aberdeenshire in the north of east of Scotland. Jenny recently released her second solo album. It's called The Living Mountain, and the song that we heard from that album was simply titled Man. Started off that set with Scotland's Finlay Napier and Gillian Frame, joined in by Mike Vass with their song all about Jamie Rayburn. The new album is called The Ledger. Continuing right along, here's Morden's Lorena McKennett with a track from a live album that was recorded at the prestigious 1871 British venue, the Royal Albert Hall. The song is called The Old Ways. Lorena McKennett here on 101.5.
Thank you. My Sadio, Sadio, Sadio. Well, I wish I had my Sadio, where the wild birds sing upon the mountain. Let the winds blow high, let the winds blow low. I'd feel no cold from the frost or snow if I'd only had my Sadio, where the wild birds sing upon the mountain. I would gather flowers so sweet, flowers so sweet, flowers so sweet, and pile them around my Sally's feet, where the wild birds sing upon the mountain. Let the winds blow high, let the winds blow low, I'd feel no cold from the frost or snow, if I'd only had my Sally-o, where the wild birds sing upon the mountain. Oh, I pick salmon from the stream, from the stream, from the stream, and berries fit for any queen, where the wild birds sing upon the mountain. Let the winds blow high, let the winds blow low, I'd feel no cold from the frost or snow, if I'd only had my Sally-o, where the wild birds sing upon the mountain. Music all the day, and peace that drives all cares away, where the wild birds sing upon the mountain. Let the winds blow high, let the winds blow low, I'd feel no cold from the frost or snow, if I'd only had my Sally-o, where the wild birds sing upon the mountain. Let the winds blow high, let the winds blow low, I'd feel no cold from the frost or snow, if I'd only had my Sally-o, where the wild birds sing upon the mountain. Where the wild birds sing upon the mountain.
Vancouver-based Celtic folk singer Pat Chesel, who was born into a Canadian family with Irish and East Coast roots. Pat's just released a new album titled The Road Not Taken, and it features his arrangement of a traditional song called Sally-o. Before Pat, we heard Lorena McKennett with The Old Ways, a track recorded live at the Royal Albert Hall as part of Lorena's 2019 European Spring Tour. You're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music by Lisa Murphy, an Irish singer and tin whistle player who comes from Northern Ireland's The County Tyrone. We're going to hear a track from her debut recording, Celtic Dawn, that she released back in 2008. And this track features a medley of two reels. The first one is called The Hills of Tipperary, and the second one is titled The Copper Plate. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, help look after others. So until we meet once again here on 101.5, here's Lisa Murphy. Bye for now.